Here.
Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Welcome, we're back from the ballerlifestyle.com. It's Baller Lifestyle back. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 605. That's a terrible freeway in Los Angeles, by the way. If you want to stay off the 605, if possible. 605, especially right there where it tees into the 5. 605-5 interchange. It's a motherfucker. Episode 605... Thank you very much for joining us. Yeah, I got thrown off my regular spiel, and then I just basically have to start over, because then if I don't say it exactly how I say it every time, I'm fucked for the rest of the day. Thank you for joining us. If you'd like to reach out, we're getting close to the end of the year, so if there's anything you want us to cover for the year in review, please let us know. Mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. See how I had to look up? Reasons unknown. Also, you can call us 949-464-TBLS is the phone number. And subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/theballerlifestylepodcast. That is where you get all the bonus content we do every week here. And then also my solo show, Bonus Bri, which is, there's a new episode of it up there now. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how you doing?
Is the 605 something that I would have seen on the show Chips?
I think, yes. Well, yes, because they mostly ran on the 105, but I believe the 105 tees into the 605, but it might not have back then.
So, anytime yeah. I think Chips, I think of that.
Oh, yeah.
Like when they were gearing up.
Yeah. Yeah, they ran on the 105, which is the freeway that takes you to LAX. That's like the LAX only freeway.
When you'd get the cold open, you'd get that cymbal or the hi hat, whatever it's called.
Yeah. Yes.
And yeah. then it would just bleed into
fucking Highway Patrol, dude. And yeah, you know, like the Highway Patrol.
And in real life,
yeah,
those guys. But on that show,
yeah,
I love them.
No, the Highway Patrol are class traders. They're revenue agents for the man. Like, that's all they do. Yeah, they go, oh, let's find a way to... Yeah, they are the man. Exactly. Let's find a way to tax people. Yeah.
They're
talking about Ponch.
Yeah.
I was just thinking the other day about Ponch and John, and how John had the like, tan, like, calfskin gloves, and Ponch had the sweet leather, tight leather gloves going. Oh!
Yeah, they were sexy dudes.
Yeah, they were hot. Okay. Yes. Oh, yep.
It was a tough week. There were a lot of like bad, sad stories. Yeah. And I hate to be talking about something serious, but
I don't know.
That Bondi Beach shit.
Oh, yeah. That's awful.
I just think it's a reminder.
Yeah.
If you think a religion, like, if you think Jews or a nationality like Mexicans, if you think something is the reason you're a loser, guess what? Yeah. You're the fucking loser.
It's true.
And if you're dumb enough to think that your religion hates another religion and you need to, you're a moron.
Yes.
And you're a loser.
Yes.
But everyone is a fucking loser if they think anyone is the reason why they're a loser.
Yes. You're exactly right. And look, they try to divide us by these little details about ourselves when we're all the same. It's a war of class, not a war of brown or fucking white or yellow or pink or Jews or Gentiles or whatever it is. It's we're all together in this, and they want us to be divided so that they can keep all our money.
Always Peter Thiel.
That's right.
Elon Musk.
Yes. Palantir, but the CIA.
It is never because someone's Jewish or Mexican or Turkish or whatever.
Exactly.
It's worry about the rich people, not fucking because somebody's religion bothers you.
Great sentiment by Ed. Way to sum it up. I appreciate that. Okay, Ed, let's talk about, oh my God, set the timer.
Set the timer because I got an NBA Cup final to watch.
Yeah. Oh, the Knicks in
there? Jalen Brunson.
The Knicks are in there?
Yeah, they're going against Wemby.
Oh, so it's not by the conferences?
They did, but they worked their way up. The Thunder, who have only lost one game all year,
they
lost their second game in the semifinal to Wemby.
Wemby is nasty. The Spurs are good,
by
dude.
By the time you guys hear it, you'll probably be laughing at me, but whatever. The Knicks are good, too. They have the same record as the Spurs.
Yes, the Knicks are good, too. I love the Knicks. Knicks might be my team. I mean, I'm the number one Laker fan in the world. Everybody knows that. Haven't watched a whole game in many years, but, you know, love them. You're the number one fan.
I can name. Why watch all the games when you're number one fan?
Right. I can name like three or four players on the Lakers, you know? Like, that's where I'm at. And I couldn't, I didn't know Luka Doncic was a guard. I thought he was like a power forward.
He's kind of like LeBron as a guard. Like, he's just a big dude who can
give him
do
the ball.
Everything.
Yeah, exactly.
And to just put the ball in his hands and you're better off for it.
Yes.
Whereas, like, Jalen Brunson has to be a guard because he's like 6 feet tall.
Now, did you see? Hold on. I got it. I think I might have sent it to you that. But you don't check your DMs. You don't. You're not.
Almost never.
I'm sliding into your DMs, Ed, and you won't respond till like 3 weeks later.
I know. Everybody's like, why do you respond to stuff 3 weeks later? I'm like, because I'm like, oh, yeah, I haven't looked at DMs in 3 weeks.
Yes. There's that press conference where Jalen Brunson and the other guy on the Knicks.
Josh Hart.
That's it.
He's got a big head, so he must be smart.
Yes. Yeah, that was so funny.
They played in college together.
I think he was kind of saying that Jalen, what's his name?
Brunson.
Wasn't dicked up. I think that was kind of what he was alluding, that he's a little guy. You know, he kept saying how little he was. And I'm like, is he talking about his penis? That's not very nice. Okay, let's set the timer. One thing at a time, Brian. Oh, fuck. Okay, here we go. Timer. 30 minutes. We're already way past it. Fucking. And then I get all the rotaries going. Okay, hold on. 30 seconds or minutes. Okay, here we go. And let's talk about some people who died.
Just tell us who was dead now. It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died? Who died?
Ed.
Tell me who died.
Who died this week?
I have to say,
yeah,
in all the years we've been doing this, this is up there with like the saddest and worst that we've done. I don't know. It's just resonating with me in a very sad way. Like, it's fucking
because
terrible.
It's so unbelievably tragic that just not you just can't. This is why people make up conspiracies for things, because their brains cannot process that things can be this horrible in the real world. And so you hear about this and it's just like, it's just not real that something like this could happen.
Yeah. So RIP Rob Reiner, 78, and his wife, and like the stories this son was troubled.
Yes.
Like in rehab 17, 18 times, whatever in his life. I think he's 32.
Yep.
And like the sister or the daughter discovered the bodies and was like, yeah, this is the son. Like, this is, it's all, I get. There's a lot of fucked up investigation. It seems like this is a, like, open and shut, awful case.
Yeah.
And, the cool thing the last couple days is people pointing out what this fucking dude's career has been.
Amazing.
And it's
amazing.
Unreal.
Yeah.
And, like, They talk about that six film run from Spinal Tap to A Few Good Men, and Misery and shit.
Yeah.
But like, obviously he was one of the stars of the most famous sitcoms in the 70s.
Crazy.
Son of one of the legendary comic guys.
Yeah.
But like underrated, he produced like Shawshank and Seinfeld. Yeah. Like he's
Castle Rock.
Rob Reiner was one of the fucking dudes.
He really was. And he really, he held it down for his causes. Like, he championed, like, early childhood education and, like, you know, stuff. You know, he was looking out for kids, you know, here in California. He was, you know, he was a good dude and a great artist. I will say, I don't, like, I'm just so glad to not be in his shoes, or, well, obviously not, but like people that deal with kids that have these mental illnesses and substance abuse. Cause the first thing I'm thinking is, like, you know, they were at Conan O'Brien's Christmas party, and I'm like, oh, Conan O'Brien's Christmas party is ruined forever. Like, you can't have that Christmas party anymore after what happened at the Christmas party, you know? Like,
I know. And this was like a legendary party that everybody had a good time, and always Martin Short would take over and people had a great time. And like on this fucking party now.
Yeah, it is.
And they, like, and you know, they were trying to keep their son close, and he was causing problems.
Yeah.
Caused problems with Bill Hader's gonna have a tough time shaking this one off.
Because
apparently the big incident was he tried to barge in on Bill Hader's conversation. He's like, what?
Yeah. And then, yes, could have been him. Could have been, you know, like, it just.
We're having a private conversation. Then he's set off, and then the parents have to embarrassingly leave.
Yeah.
And then, like, it seemed like it happened right after the party, because the sister discovered the bodies many hours later on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. It's like, you don't, like, obviously, you don't think your son, you're going to go home and have an argument with your son and he's going to murder you. Like, it's, you know, like, that's not really on the table. But, you know, you just never know. It's really, it's just so tragic. So it's hard to make sense of it. Very sad, but his output was unbelievable.
A true legend.
Very much so.
RIP, people of a certain age will remember this college football star. RIP Steve Tannehouse, former South Carolina star quarterback.
Go Cox. With
a glorious mullet. Go like the biggest mullet ever. Yeah. Early 90s.
He was the original Johnny Manziel. He was Johnny Manziel before there was a Johnny Manziel. Like, he was a gunslinger, and he courted the attention.
All mullet,
man. The guy was fucking amazing. I mean, I love Steve Tannehill. Now, he's a little young to be dead.
52 in his sleep.
Yeah.
I don't know anything else, but they'd said, like, no foul play, died in his sleep. Like, who knows?
Yeah.
But terrible.
Very sad. R.I.P. Steve Tannehill.
R.I.P. Paul Wiggin, College Football Hall of Famer and coach at Stanford when they lost on the play.
The band is on the
91.
Field. Yes.
The band is on the field.
Yeah.
He had Elway. He was about to take Elway to his first and only bowl.
Yeah.
Never happened. Elway never made a bowl.
Nope. Sure.
The Cal Bears.
Yeah.
The Cal Bears.
Yeah.
Just
fucking bands.
Stanford in the game.
Van went out there and started celebrating.
That poor Tua player.
Yeah.
Spiked on Tua. It wasn't just that they scored while the band was. He spiked it into the Tua player. That guy got fucked up.
It was great. It was so good. One of the all time. They used to show that clip all the time, and it was fucking fantastic.
Like, when we were in like high school, college, that clip was every week.
It sure was, and it was awesome.
R.I.P. Peter Green, Zed from Pulp Fiction.
Damn.
60 years old, apparent suicide. He was also the head bad guy in The Mask with Jim Carrey and Cameron Diaz.
Judgment Night. Look.
He died at 60 this past weekend.
Come on. Come on, buddy.
That means he was Zed, he was in his 20s.
Yeah, 28, 29 years old.
What?
I mean, look, if Peter Green was showing up in your movie, like, shit was going haywire. Like, that's like, you didn't want to encounter Peter Green.
He played a good heavy.
Yes, he was heavy as shit. And I think he lived pretty hard. And he was fucking Zed. He's iconic. And the fact that he was in his 20s in that movie is just fucking, I can't get my mind around it. It's unbelievable.
R.I.P. Anthony Geary, Tony Geary.
Man.
Luke and Laura fame, General Hospital, 78 years old. Dude had a perm.
He had a perm.
He was trying to let the world know, like, hey, I grew up a Mormon in Utah. I gotta let the world know somehow without telling the world.
I didn't know. Of course I knew who Luke. Now, was he Michelle would know. Was he still on? Because they brought him back to General Hospital.
I asked her about this.
Yeah.
I said, when was the last time he was on? Because they would bring characters like back, and you'd be like, hey, wait, I recognize her.
People love the old characters.
Jack Wagner, did I see this? Yeah.
Man,
she said they killed him off in a way that he would come back like 8 years ago, and then he just never came back.
Oh. So he like went missing. Like a lot of times they'll go missing or they'll get kidnapped.
Or went off the cliff. And then to come back as a villain or something like that, you know, whatever it is, or amnesia.
Or could show up with the twin brother, you know, like you just never know. You just never know.
Yeah, she said they killed him off, but like not like a severed head kill him off, like a soap kill him off. But then he just never came back like 8 years ago.
I was alerted that, and I assume you know this, that I was alerted this week by a dear, 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 dear friend of the show and fan favorite, Katie Shady, that Tony Geary was married to a man for like 30 years. Like he was an out gay man.
Again, that perm was his way of
letting people know. It was a beautiful perm. I mean, just like
gorgeous.
People will not realize how iconic it was that Luke and Laura got married on fucking General Hospital. It was a fucking national story. Like, it was the big news.
On a Wednesday afternoon or whatever it was.
The marriage of Luke and Laura was huge. Unbelievable.
R.I.P. Carl Carlton, the singer of the 70 song Bad Mamma Jamma.
Oh,
she uses Bad Mamma Jamma.
Oh, yeah.
22 years old.
Oh, that's a great song. Also, Carl Carlton. Get the fuck out of here. You can do something better than that?
Isn't that Lenny and Carl? That's Carl's name in The Simpsons. I think that's...
Oh, is it?
I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's something like that. Yeah. Lenny Leonardson and Carl Carlton. I thought it was something like that.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Mary Magdalene. Not from the Bible. But an Instagram model known for 38J breast implants.
No.
33 years old, she fell from a balcony.
Yeah.
Is this a result of too top heavy?
Yeah.
Is this those 38Js? It's like,
you don't want to see the before picture of her because this is trauma because she was a very cute Australian girl that just like, I couldn't tell what race she was. But before her death,
which tends to can be a good thing,
yes,
right? Like when they're racially ambiguous, they can be kind of
right. But she started out as just a regular white chick. By the time she died, her face was all tattooed, like her fucking shit. Her eyes were different colors. She had those huge tits, the huge lips.
Oh,
it was very
face.
Yes, it was very troubling. Is there any way she knew that she was named after that hua that Jesus used to hang out with? There's no way, right? Someone gave her that
somebody yeah, I was gonna say somebody gave her that moniker.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not look at pictures until now.
Yeah. It's tough, dude. Yeah.
With the eyes.
Yes. The eyes. She like tattooed the eyeballs. The lips are out of control. Like this poor woman.
She's got both a mix of tats and the Mar-a-Lago face with the giant lips and shit.
It's troubling.
It's a rough look.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own choice.
Ed, what is going on
in
the world of sports this week?
Last time there was a big breaking news story about this school.
Yeah.
We got some negative reviews because they get super butthurt when you talk badly about their program.
Yeah.
They do. You will not have a follower in me anymore. Listener, like, okay.
This is when the Nomad and David, our dear, dear, dear friend David Bray, got into it previously because Mark the Nomad was defending the honor of his school. Michigan.
Yeah, so the big story, which everybody kind of knows, but their football coach, the head coach, Sharon Moore, was fired and then arrested. Like, word got out. He was fired for cause, arrested, after he allegedly had an affair with a staff member, his, like, assistant.
Yeah.
And there were claims that he knocked her up, but I'm not sure that was substantiated and pressured her to have an abortion, but, like, that's all claims. But at some point, he broke into her place and threatened to kill himself and said, blood is on your hands.
Yeah.
And he lost his job. And, like, there's only a few jobs like Michigan football. And so, like, to throw this all away over, like, a chick in her early 20s that works for you is, like, you're never getting this job ever again. Because of Harbaugh hightailing it out of there.
Yeah. He had one of the peach of a job. Yeah.
One of the great jobs in college sports. And he couldn't not fuck his assistant.
He couldn't. I mean, he was making $6 million.
He's cute. Buddy.
Like,
you could fuck a million chicks, not her. I'm not saying he had to stay married or any shit like that. Just not the woman who works for him.
How bad do you need it, though? Like, you need it so fucking bad that, like, you could...
And then all that breaking into her house and threatening to kill her, now you can't get any job.
No.
San Diego State's not going to be like, no, we'll take you. No.
Never. Like, he's got to take the Thom Brenneman route. He's got to...
He's got to coach youth football in Guam.
Yeah, he's got to go to hope that the Barcelona Knights will let him coach wide receivers. You know, like, buddy, like, what were you?
He's disqualified himself for all the jobs.
This is
right
a CTE
now.
Situation, Ed. Right, like the lack of self control. It's got to be because, like, everybody wants to fuck, but, like, we resist the urge fuck the young girl in our office.
You
know,
assistant, you can't do the assistant when you've got, especially when you got that good of a job.
Yes.
If you're working at Shoney's Pizza and you fuck the assistant, fine.
Who cares?
Like, whatever. Yeah,
right.
You're the Michigan football coach.
Unbelievable.
Just fuck any one of the million booster women who want to fuck
you. There's
just
no shortage.
Just not the assistant there.
You think Lane Kiffin's not fucking? He's fucking everybody. You know? Of course. And also, don't be married. That's the other thing. Right. If you need to fuck that bad, just don't be married.
Be done with the marriage.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, what else, Ed?
Well, the good thing is...
Tell me.
For anyone who's nostalgic for the Sharon Moore era, Michigan Eatery still has sandwiches named after Sharon Moore and his mistress, staffer Paige Shriver.
Oh, I like
Shriver.
That. Yeah, I like that. What's on this sandwich?
So you know they're like, hey, can we give you a sandwich? And it's like, it's only if you get my number one assistant because she's so good at assisting me.
Yes, you got to give her a sandwich as well. A Michigan eatery, the Brown Jug, has menu items named after his disgraced ex-Michigan football coach, Sharon Moore, and his paramour. Great word. As much as I hate the word eatery, I love the word paramour.
Paramour is a great word, but eatery sucks.
Yeah, the downtown Ann Arbor staple, blah, blah, blah. Sharon Moore's sampler basket.
So... I haven't had it in years.
Tell me.
But I like if this is an appetizer sampler, I like a good appetizer sampler.
On, Ed. Like, okay.
I'll take let me tell potato skins.
Yeah.
Mod sticks.
So, I was just talking to somebody about this not that long ago. Where have all the potato skins gone? You never see them anymore.
Haven't seen one in years.
Two things that used to be staples of the bar menu. Potato skins, also fried zucchini. Never see those anymore.
There's one restaurant I still see it, but you don't see it regularly.
You don't.
Yeah, I agree.
This one is jalapeno poppers, chicken tenders, onion rings, and cheese sticks, mozzarella
like
sticks.
Them all.
Fuck it. Yeah, get one. You know, what's right after it? Ron Bellamy's famous chicken wings. So we get the wings and we get the sampler basket and a couple pitchers of beer and we get it going over here.
I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
Paige Shriver, I'm not so on board with hers.
Cutting a cauliflower pizza?
No. The gluten-free cauliflower 12-inch pizza. Like,
Yeah.
If I'm going to the brown jug, I'm not looking to like have cauliflower.
Look, we're gonna have a stomach.
I don't dislike cauliflower, but
sure.
But what are we doing?
No, I gotta agree with you 100%. Yeah. It's this is a nice legacy that they leave. Happy for them at the brown jug.
OnlyFans model says Sharon Moore DM'd her after his release from jail.
I'm telling you, the CTE.
So horny.
Ed, yes.
So horny.
He can't, no filter. He's just got to do what he's got to do. Like, it's like, he can't, like, he's fucking knows he's losing his job. He makes $6 million a year, Ed. He should be fucking calling every booster he knows and being like, hey, I need you to fucking go to bat for me.
Right.
I got this quarterback coming in that only wants to play for me. Yeah. You know, I'm good for, like, whatever. I'll do whatever it takes. I'll throw myself on the mercy of the court. Yeah. What's he doing? He's DMing OnlyFans models.
And the OnlyFans model, what is she going to do?
Yeah.
But take screenshots and immediately post it. So, like, oh, come on, buddy. You're not in sixth grade.
No.
You got to have a better judgment.
You would think, like, he was arrested. He's holding knives to people's throats, his own throat. Like, this, like, buddy, get it together. Now, let's see what she's. Oh yeah. Oh, she's like a Michigan OnlyFans model, which is great. Local, perfect.
Right. She cares about the brand more than Sharon Moore.
That's right. She's loyal.
Former Chargers cornerback Quentin Jammer admitted to being shit faced during 8 games one season.
That's insane.
And I immediately saw, like, on Instagram, people like, "Was it this play?"
Yeah,
and you just see, like,
getting burned. Yeah.
Just getting twisted around. You're like, oh, if you're shit faced, like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's crazy.
That's
to be at that, because he was a good player.
He was a good player. Yeah.
To be at that high a level and still, if like an average player plays shit faced for one game, they're like, this guy can't be on our team.
Yeah.
This guy got away with it for half a season.
Half a season. It's crazy. It's actually crazy. And look, how could you play with all that booze sloshing around in your stomach? And, you know, like, look, if it's like golf or bowling or pool, ping pong,
lends itself to that.
Right. You get like third beer, you're like, I'm fucking pretty good at this game all of a sudden.
Yeah,
football,
I've taken the edge off.
Yeah. Football, where you're trying to D up Daryl Boston. Yes. Yeah. You're fucked. No. Need your wits about you. Yes.
Our dear leader, Donald Trump, had the worst coin toss in human history before the Army-Navy game.
Oh,
looked like he was setting a dove free. He just... And the question is, has he ever flipped a coin before?
No.
Never, like...
Never has.
Just when
it's,
you
it's
think
supposed
people
to flip.
Are like you... Or, he's never... There are people out there that have never done normal things.
Normal shit.
And he's one of them.
Flipping
like,
a coin. It didn't even flip. It didn't even turn, Ed. That was an illegal flip.
He was setting a dove free.
Yes. Yeah. Look, if we were flipping a coin, because look, back in elementary school, we were flipping coins all the time. Coins were getting
There were a lot
flipped.
Of differences being settled based on a coin. Everyone knew
absolutely
how to flip a coin.
And you
everyone
and you catch the coin and turn it over on your hand. Now,
then,
you hold it. You go, okay, ready, tails over, flip, boom, and you show it.
But the NFL, I know, they let it fall to the ground.
Let it fall to the ground.
They don't want anyone, you know, being accused of shit. But it flips a lot before it hits the ground and rattles around.
Yes. Not his. It might have done one. It looked like a knuckleball, Ed. He flipped a knuckleball. It went straight up and then kind of did a soft rotation and then came down. I mean, so big. And look, I get that the guy shits his pants most days, and he's got a piss bag, and he can barely walk, and he's got dementia, and he's sundowning, whatever. Like, not really my fucking problem. I need somebody that knows how to flip a fucking coin,
flip
and if you
coin.
Don't know how, opt out of it. I say, I can't flip the coin today. I got too much presidenting to do. You're used to telling lies.
Bruises on my hands.
Yes.
I can't flip a coin.
From shaking hands. I shake hands too much. I got these bruises.
Or, you know, like in the case of W, when he was kind of nervous about the post 9/11 World Series, he went and like practiced down in the cages.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm going to throw a real fucking strike. And he did.
Yeah.
He threw a great one.
Used to own a baseball team.
But he practiced it.
Yeah.
Trump was like, oh, you want to do a coin toss? Fine. And then he shows up and he's like,
doesn't know how to do it.
I don't. I don't know what coin toss it was, is.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the worst thing you've ever seen.
It was like the 50 Cent. Look, 50 Cent, by the way, the Diddy doc, Ed. I mean, this is...
I'm hearing a lot. I feel like I've heard so much about Diddy. Is it worth watching?
Well, I'm only through episode one, and it's great because it started... It's all Diddy footage, right? It's like Diddy in the hotel room talking to his lawyer. And you're like, whoa, did 50 Cent have a hidden camera? And I read about this. It turns out that Diddy was making his own documentary.
Oh, but he was proud of who he was.
Yes, but he didn't pay any of the crew. So 50 Cent's like, I'll buy that footage. And look, 50 Cent hates Diddy's guts.
He's a troll.
He's a troll. And it's fucking amazing because Diddy's the hugest piece of shit. But it does make me... You know how it was always annoying that like Diddy is, he's like in the background of every Biggie song and he's like, uh-huh, yeah, that's us, here we are. And it's like, it's kind of annoying, but you kind of tune it out. Now a Biggie song came out on my car the other day and I'm like, I cannot listen to this music anymore because all I hear is Diddy in the background doing his stupid shit. Yeah, it's well worth watching. You should watch it.
All right, I'll check it out. Okay. It's Netflix?
Netflix, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's... let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His faults are useless. Shit. He's fat and got big tits.
Speaking of worse than Ish, here's Super Lee.
Hey guys, Super Lee, just calling to say I really appreciate all the education you gave us in that most recent episode about porn stars, Rhett, I think his name was Messerly or something, and also the wrestling talk.
You made a Messerly. I gotta remember to make
I learned so much about you guys. I really appreciate being able to go to you guys.
Dinner reservation under the name
that
Rhett.
Wrestling knowledge.
That's my new one. Chuck McGrindle. Rhett Messerly. Carlos Von Carlos.
Also,
of course, the classic Carlos Von Carlos. Horse Dog McGillicuddy.
Monster.
Randy Frenchman, the Randy Frenchman.
The guy who.
Is that it? Do I have any more?
Prepared food in the locker room.
That's all of them.
The gym but locker
room. Rhett Messerly is going to be my new one. That's my new one. Rhett
videotapes
Messerly.
Other people in the gym locker room. And then post the video on social media. I know both are real evil and should be, castrated and sent
food
off.
Food in the locker room.
Jail, but who do you think's the worst?
Ed, I don't know what he's talking about, but the other...
He's saying who's worse, someone who films in the locker room or prepares food in the locker room?
Yeah.
To me, food is the worst. You're kind of gross, like you're feeling sick about it.
Well, what he's talking about, he's trying to do a Jay Stew where he's like comes at it from a different angle, but he just doesn't have the charm of Jason Stewart. What he's talking about is I was at the gym the other day, Ed, and I finished my workout and I like to go in and wash my hands when I'm done.
Okay.
I go in and wash my hands, give my face a little scrub. I turn around to leave and I hear this noise. And I look over my shoulder, and I told you about the time the guy was there with the pie cutter, and it looked like, I think it was mayonnaise, Ed. He was putting mayonnaise on bread with the pie cutter on the counter area, like where I just washed my face.
You should run when you see that, because he's probably going to stab someone.
Yes, and look, I feel like, there's a lot of unhoused people that use the gym, but also
like the libraries, the senior libraries.
Yes. Part of the reason that they're unhoused is that they can't really function in normally. This fucking guy, Ed, had a fucking full blender set up on the counter. And I'm like,
he's making smoothies?
Yes. And I turn around and I'm like, holy shit. So I just, I held the phone up to my face and I caught him like out of the back. It's on my, well, it's probably disappeared by now, but it was, I was widely celebrated for it. Yeah.
If it's not permanent, I don't want to know about it.
Yeah. Oh, really? That's the reason? Because it goes away? Yeah,
because if it's disposable, then yes. It's not worth me. If something lasts, that's why I check my DMs like 3 weeks yes. later. Because
all the videos are gone.
Yeah. But then I know this is what lasted. This is what I need to know.
Then you don't have to watch the thing. Okay. Quick email. Dear Quitters. Well, it's almost Christmas.
Oh, wait. One fake name I use.
Oh, tell me.
Cliff Yeager. That was the fireman that saved Donna Martin from the LA fires. I just find it fun to call myself Cliff Yeager.
It's great.
It's a great.
I love it. And it's a manly name. It's a firefighter's name. Yeah. So they'll go, company are you with? Yeah, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's another one. Dear Quitters, well, it's almost Christmas, and I'm really glad the Dodgers hype train is slowing down. Well, Ed's not. Congrats to them, but I'm super tired of people showing me their championship shirts. Jay Stu's got these. Every single, I was thinking about Jay Stu? All he, and you were privy to this, all he does is bitch that the Dodgers are doing it wrong and they have the wrong lineup. And
he's waving the flag more than anyone when they win.
Yeah, bad approach. And that's, they don't play the right way. And when he was coaching Little League, he knew how to do it better and like all these things. And then the Dodgers, in spite of all his fucking counsel, win the World Series back to back. And then he's like so happy about it. I'm like, all you did was bitch the whole season that they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, he seemed miserable. And we'd be on this group text and I never saw him happy about anything except the time he talked about how he cried that they won the extra inning game. Yes. That's it.
Crazy. I'm a fan, but not a super fan, which is the worst kind of fan. Well, I got to agree with you there. The most recent World Series cash grab memorabilia seems to be terrible artwork to commemorate the championship. Oh, my God. I'll finish the email. Also, the iOS 26 update. Now, to turn off an alarm, you got to do this.
Oh, I hate it. There's so many things that I hate.
You got to slide it. Yeah, it sucks.
Because in the morning, I like tapping something, and when I set my alarm, and then I'm like trying to slide. It's
not ready for that.
I'm not okay with it.
It usually looks like something ChatGPT could have made in less than a second, and the artists who pump this crap out usually give one to the players for free to get their name out there. And the players have to act like they're into it, or like they even have someone in their nice home, somewhere in their nice home to hang this eyesore. I saw a video of Travis Rogers live on the air with the artist giving a painting to Miguel Rojas commemorating his big home run, probably because he knows Rojas would never part with his own money for a black and white painting of that moment. The painting was horrible. Freddie Freeman looked like Guile from Street Fighter. And Rojas had to pretend he was emotional when he got it. The whole thing was corny as fuck. Here it is. Thanks for the time. Pareda.
And Freddie Freeman does look like demonic in his picture.
It really sucks. Look at Kike. Like, Kike looks like he's like a Last of Us or like in a zombie type thing.
The most carefully used accent in sports.
Yes. Well, he's Puerto Rican, but he needs to be.
Yeah, he certainly needs to be in a scenario. That name is problematic.
It is.
Because every time I see him,
around,
I'm like,
I know. He's been around long.
Forever. Every time I see it, I'm like,
I think he's sort of taken it back. Like, it's like now it doesn't mean the thing that it meant before.
Hear it 162 times, so they feel he's taking it back.
Yeah.
Me, I watch a fair amount of sports. Every time I'm seeing it, I'm like,
whoa.
That's an aggressive name.
Okay. Thank you for that, Pareda. Okay. We're signing off. Patreon listeners, please hang on. There's more to come. The rest of you, we will see you next week.
Goodbye.